Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I am Paul Eno, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, filling in for Sam Schatt today. And on the program, we are going to be talking to Assemblyman Joe Hogan and Dr. Stephen Fry about the legalization and taxation of marijuana. Plus, on our Power Pundit panel, Dick Gamick, Mary Lau, and Chris Wicker. Next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Schatt, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Schatt.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. On our show today, we have Assemblyman Joe Hogan, sponsor of Assembly Bill 402, which would tax and legalize marijuana, and Dr. Stephen Fry, who is an expert on the drug. Assemblyman, can you tell us a little bit about what the bill would do and some of the particulars?
Yes, I'd be happy to do that, Paul. We're trying to help Nevada escape the clutches of many years of stern enforcement, which failed to stop the use of marijuana, but it ensnared literally thousands of youngsters for very, very minor violations of possession of a little tiny bit of this or that, and ruined their life in the process because they became persons who had been convicted for some minor problems and were ineligible for a lot of appointments and things later in life. So it's been kind of deadly, even though the drug is not. The bill is intended to help us escape that syndrome and get to a point that a number of other states have already reached, and more are on their way. In fact, we understand that we're only one of 10 states currently trying to make this advance from our stern enforcement to a much more sensible approach. We recognize it hasn't been working, and it's time to take another look. This will essentially legalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana.
So what's a small amount? Under an ounce?
Under an ounce. Up to an ounce. And for persons 21 or above. So it's not everything turned loose. You do whatever you want. There are some limits and some controls, some guidance involved, and I think that will be also helpful. It's a sensible bill, we think.
So it's regulation and control. Now, with that also comes tax revenue. So what kind of revenue are you anticipating, and what would that tax rate be on, you know, on a, I don't know, on a joint or on, you know, however they would choose to package
it. I don't think it's going to be piecework, like onesie by onesie. It's going to be by sort of by the volume. Our tax authorities will work out the, you know, the nitty-gritty details, but basically it is to be taxed at the point of growing the marijuana, at the point of whatever processing there needs to be for the product, and certainly for the distribution sale of it. It'll be taxed essentially at about 25% at each level, taxed three times. And the best calculations we've been able to make so far indicate the range is an amount approaching $500 million each year. My bill says that every bit of that revenue will be devoted to education in Nevada.
Well, hey, great. We wouldn't need a margins tax. I like it from that standpoint. Now, Doctor, we've always heard people, you know, when they talk about marijuana, it's always been on the medical side. They say, mm-hmm. let's focus on medicine. We're going to create a dispensary system where you have to go to a doctor and get a prescription. And that, to me, has kind of been a red herring, because you hear of all these people who go in and they have all these ailments. Oh, my back hurts, my sciatica, you know, whatever it is. And this kind of, this bill, it really kind of gets rid of that ruse.
Absolutely. We want to thank you very much for having Assemblyman Hogan, and I want to thank him again for putting this bill in on our behalf and for the people of Nevada. And you're absolutely correct. The drug war is over. We lost. After 40 years and $2 trillion, we do not have one victory. All we have done is destroy lives by converting innocent pot smokers into ex-felons who cannot get other jobs. They can't become nurses or doctors or dental hygienists or anything that requires a license or get federal funding, because the marijuana laws destroyed their life. The marijuana did no harm. You cannot die from marijuana. It's the safest over-the-counter prescription or recreational drug in history. There's no lethal dose. Period.
Let's talk about that, because
yes.
People do talk about the medical benefits.
Yes.
I have your sheet talking about all the different medical benefits,
yes.
Neurological, gastrointestinal, cardiopulmonary.
It's fabulous medication.
So what? How do you choose what the dosage is, or is it?
You choose the dosage by the number of puffs that solve your problem. And people that are using it for migraines and seizures and chronic pain know that they take a different dose than the person that wants to use it to party. And the people that do it once or twice a day for medication, they know what their dose is on a specific batch. And they do that, and they go to work, and they function beautifully. There was a front-page story on USA Today about 3 years ago. A stockbroker in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, highest-performing stockbroker in the firm. Everybody knew that he had a chronic medical condition and used marijuana daily. It did not interfere in any way.
Okay, let's talk about that, because
yes.
One of the things the bill does say, you know, you did say there are some protections. So you can't use it if you're under 21. That is still illegal. You can't sell, you know, as a regular person without a license, you can't sell more than an ounce of pot, but also driving. And I know from my trucker standpoint, that's
uh-huh.
something that, you know.
Well, let's talk about the data on driving. Two independent studies by the United States Highway Traffic Safety Commission and the New Zealand Traffic Commission, doing both emergency room data and simulations, where you go just like a pilot in a simulator, both have shown that people under the influence of marijuana do not have any more accidents than people who are smoking nothing.
Yeah, sure, they're going 15 miles an
that's
hour.
That's exactly right. As a friend of mine says, the only problem is we're going to have constipation on the spaghetti bowl. That's the problem with driving. Because you drive so much more slowly, it more than compensates for the slight decrease in hand-eye discoordination. Now, does that mean that occasionally accidents happen with people smoking marijuana? Of course.
But it's still
it's association. It's association, not causation.
But it would still be a DUI.
That's the way it's currently written, yes.
All right. We're going to be right back. There we are. We are going to be right back with Assemblyman Hogan and Dr. Stephen Fry on Nevada Newsmakers.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are talking about the taxation and legalization of weed with Assemblyman Joe Hogan and Dr. Stephen Freisar. I know that's not the medical term, but that's the, you know, colloquialism everybody understands.
If you call me the professor of weed, I won't mind a bit, or the professor of pot.
All right, so let's talk about this because, you know, I look at marijuana and, you know, I don't think it's harmless, but I don't think it's as harmful as some of the other things that
exactly.
A lot of people do.
Exactly. And let me make it clear that I'm not a pro-pot proponent. I'm an anti-prohibition person. If people want to do it, great. They should not be precluded. And it's fabulous medication. We now know in the last few years that marijuana is actually a direct treatment for 6 different cancers, including breast and prostate, 2 of our most common.
So explain to me how that works. Is that just because, you know, one thing people who have smoked pot know about and, you know, it's out there is munchies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when people are going through cancer treatments, a lot of times they lose their appetite.
That happens with chemotherapy. But I'm talking about we now know from other countries, because we're not allowed to research it in this country because it's illegal, we now know that marijuana directly kills breast cancer cells and prostate cancer cells and 4 others due to research in other countries.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Can marijuana, you know, if you're smoking marijuana, can it cause lung cancer?
Absolutely not. Not only does it not cause lung cancer, it's carcinoprotective. Dr. David Melendez at the Denver Medical School studied people his studies showed people that smoke cigarettes alone, cigarettes and pot alone, and nothing. And what he found was that the pot smokers alone had no increase in lung cancer, and the people that did pot and cigarettes had less lung cancer than the people that just smoked cigarettes. So not only does it not cause, it protects against lung cancer, which brings me to the important point, the lies that have been told now for decades, that marijuana is a dangerous, addictive drug. It's absolutely not addictive. In fact, it's a treatment. It's a step-down drug. It treats heroin and meth and coke and other strong addictions and alcoholism for sure. It was the treatment of choice for alcoholism before it was made illegal in 1933, and it's absolutely not a gateway drug. The gateway is the dealer. 3 independent studies by the United Nations World Health Organization, the Institute of Medicine of the United States prestigious organization, and the British government have all shown it's absolutely not a gateway drug.
Well, you know, we can talk about it not being a gateway drug or not being as harmful as some of these other drugs, but can't marijuana have the impact where it does sap somebody's drive? It does take motivation away from
people. That's the famous amotivational syndrome, it's called. Been studied in length, and our last 3 presidents were all pot smokers, so I always like to make that point to indicate that it can't be that bad. When one is acutely intoxicated in the first few hours, just like when you've had 3 or 4 beers, you're not motivated to do much except relax and chill and watch the game or whatever it may be. When that's over, basically, there's no documentation of the amotivational syndrome.
All right. Assemblyman, you're a politician. You know, for a lot of politicians, this would be something that, you know, would be death to say, you know, you're in favor of legalizing, you know, marijuana, that you're in favor of getting rid of this prohibition. What are your constituents telling you? Are you finding that there's a lot of support out there for the legalization of marijuana?
There is. There absolutely is. Now, I get comments and advice because I've always tried to speak freely with my constituents in Las Vegas. But I'm in my 10th year of service in the legislature, my 56th year of public service, and I'm very pleased with the role I'm currently allowed to carry out, and that is to try to help rid the our current population of the scourge of wrong-headed approach to this this situation. So I'm getting comments on both sides because there's a lot of various opinions around, but I'm finding that especially when Dr. Fry is with me, we're able to persuade and help people understand this. I'm not concerned because I've been in public service forever, and I probably deserve a break anyway. So I interested in preserving my status as a legislator forever. So I don't mind a bit of risk. I've crusaded for equal employment opportunity for over 30 years, and it wasn't always the most popular thing in the world. So now I'm on.
So
this
do you see this as a risk, though? I mean, is this something that is gaining more support than, and I guess it's generational.
I think the Rand
too.
Poll answers your question. do the people of Nevada support legalizing marijuana? The Rand poll, which was just done 1 month ago, independent Retail Association Nevada, not a Dr. Fry Assemblyman Hogan poll, independent, and that showed that 56% of our total population support legalizing marijuana when the money goes for education. Only 42% oppose, a 14-point landslide margin. But even much more significant than that is in the 18 to 34 age range, 75% support legalizing marijuana for education. Only 22% opposed.
Sure, those are your primary users.
Well, okay, but these are also the activists that passed it in Colorado and Washington by a landslide 55-45 margin. The tide changed on our election day. I was in California in 1977 when Prop 215 first passed, making medical marijuana legal, and I've been prescribing it now for 17 years. I know the incredible benefits of this as medication. I've also seen party with it. I have done it myself. And it is the safest thing we have by far. And when people are given a choice between alcohol and marijuana, two out of three choose marijuana. And one of the reasons that we have the highest female murder rate in the country for 3 years in a row is because people are partying with alcohol. When you give them marijuana, which is a mellowing agent instead of an aggravating agent, we will see that female murder rate go down.
All right, Dr. Fry, that is where we have to leave it. Assemblyman Hogan, thank you very much. Assembly Bill 402, the legalization and cultivation or taxation of marijuana. We're going to be up next with our Power Pundit panel on Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, I'm Matthew Hole, and I'd like to invite you to the Subaru Love Spring event going on now at Michael Hole Subaru in Carson City. We're excited to feature the newly redesigned 2014 Subaru Forester. And right now we have a variety of styles and colors to choose from. And we have a complete lineup of 2013 Subarus, including Legacies, Outbacks, BRZs, and more. We're a Nevada company run by Nevadans. And with the new freeway, we're just 18 minutes from Reno. So come in today for the Subaru Love Spring event and become part of the Michael Hole family. And remember, if you don't shop Michael Hole, you'll pay too much.
Attention, a very wealthy international benefactor now reveals money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Now you can learn how to make more money than you ever dreamed possible. Ancient secrets that have been used by members of secret societies for centuries are now being revealed. Now this money-making secret is being made available to the public. Call the number on your screen and receive the CD, Money Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. Learn how you can make money, achieve your dreams, and become financially free. Eliminate debt and develop super wealth. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and is available only for a limited time. Call the number on your screen and receive the CD, Money Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. The CD is free and there is no obligation. Call and get Money Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to our Power Punnet panel on Nevada Newsmakers. We have our Washoe County District Attorney, Dick Gamet, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, Mary Lau, and the spokesman for the Washoe County Democratic Party, Chris Wicker. All right, Dick, I know you have a lot to say on the previous interview about the legalization of marijuana. Let me ask, as far as resources go from the Washoe County District Attorney's Office, how much do you spend prosecuting people for marijuana?
Oh, I couldn't even begin to tell you what that is. We spend a heck of a lot more prosecuting murders and DUIs and all the other heavier cases, but we do prosecute marijuana cases, too. You know, we went through this last time again. Then the claim was there are thousands of people languishing in prison in this country due to marijuana, especially in this state. We went and checked. Three were there for marijuana alone. Three. And all the rest of them were other crimes tied in, and there may have been drugs involved with it, but it was not because they were marijuana either users or sellers.
So as a district attorney, do you choose not to go after jail time for people who have, you know, a less than an ounce of marijuana, or if they have a little more? I mean, how do you determine that?
Depends on the circumstances, totally. And one thing that I heard that really I thought was really off base is that marijuana is doing this to all these people, giving them these criminal records. It isn't marijuana, it's choice. People are making the decision to use a drug that they know is against the law, and there's something else that wasn't discussed here either. That's federal law. There's a supremacy clause that makes federal law rule in this country. It is against the law, federal law, which Colorado and the other state that went legal, Montana, whoever it was.
Washington.
They're going to have to deal with that now. And
now, the president kind of said, you know, it's going to kind of be a hands-off approach. I mean, this is one of the places where he's actually taken the 10th Amendment to heart and more of a state's rights issue for him. But he's kind of backed off. Now, Mary, your poll, it was interesting to take a look at it because there's definitely a difference in generational, you know, their acceptance of marijuana legalization.
Yeah, there is. That's one of the things that we tested was we tested for funding of education, where it was earmarked to go to education, and it overwhelmingly passed, as your guests previously quoted. And it's interesting because a lot of things, Nevada's going more libertarian. They're accepting a lot more things, and they're working towards it. But I agree with Dick as far as how do you handle the federal side of this? Because we have a medical marijuana bill here that has gone on for a long time. But I had a girlfriend with breast cancer, and her home, her front door was pounded down, not in Washoe County, by the way, sir. And they broke in, and because she had teenagers living there, they thought teenagers were using the drug and stuff. So we haven't even fixed that problem yet. But I think the state of Nevada more and more is going in the direction that says we're willing to accept that. And this president may not be enforcing it, but what if we get an extremely conservative president next time and he comes in and it's Katie bar the door, we're going to arrest everybody. So it's got to be addressed at the federal level, too.
You know, Chris, it seems this has been an interesting cultural change because we've had this discussion for years and years, and it used to center around, you know, medical use, but now it's like we're not even going to... We talk about medical use, but, I mean, the bill that we're talking about today, it's just kind of a... We're going to decriminalize it. You don't have to use it for medical. And you don't have to get a prescription. What do you think that says about our changing culture?
Well, I think it says our culture is changing. I mean, you look at the issue on gay marriage, how the culture is changing. I think it's changing in a like manner about marijuana use. And another factor is at issue. I think Dr. Fry is right in saying that we've not won the drug war, and more people are seeing that. And what we're seeing is that our battles against drugs have primarily thrown billions of dollars to narco gangs that are almost taking over various sovereign countries. And there's something that we need to do about that. And if marijuana is basically a harmless drug and we can regulate it so that we're not, so that the users are not dealing with criminal dealers, and so that you can regulate the source of the marijuana crops, you're not buying it from violent, vicious gangs in South America, but you're buying it from local farmers. I think there's something to be said for that and something to take a serious look at.
That's one of the great fictions that's going on here, though. I got to jump in here. Everybody keeps saying we do it legally and all these gangs are going to disappear. Are you kidding me? That's a multi-billion dollar business. Those people are not just going to drop out of sight. They're going to undercut the price that's being offered by everybody else, and they're still going to sell their stuff. The AMA and the FDA have not agreed with this at all. Marijuana is a gateway drug. I heard all this before, and we went to the druggies. What did you start with? What were you smoking? What were you doing? How did you get onto drugs? 85% was back. We started with marijuana. And I was also told it doesn't kill anybody. Go tell that to the six teenagers down in Las Vegas that got run over. Go tell that to the family that got run over out here on a head-on collision when the guy was smoking marijuana. Go tell that to the police officer that was killed out here on Mill Street when a woman under the influence of marijuana pulled out in front of him and hit his motorcycle. Go tell that to the people that are getting killed by people who are using marijuana. It just doesn't fly. And, yeah, we've spent a lot of money on this, but let's go ahead and legalize cocaine, heroin. Let's do all the illegal drugs. THC is a dangerous drug. THC is 10 times more potent than it was when it was first discovered in Vietnam by all of our soldiers over there. It is not something to be fooled with.
I've not heard anybody suggest that we should legalize cocaine or heroin or methamphetamine.
Sure, no, they have. You know, I think sure, they have. I've got a guy named George Soros who says he wants to legalize all drugs.
The dominoes don't always fall, Dick. I think you need to look at marijuana is distinctly different from many of the other illegal drugs, and you need to look at that and not just have a knee-jerk reaction that because people smoke too much pot.
My actions are not knee-jerk. I've been at this for 20 years.
And so people can smoke too much pot and be impaired and cause an accident. It doesn't mean that reasonable use of it should be criminal and create criminal records.
Oh, and you're thinking you're dealing with reasonable people here?
We got to wrap this up. What do you think the chances are of AB 402 or a like measure passing the legislature or this year?
I would be surprised if it passes. I think it's still a little bit political risky, and there's other probably more important measures that the legislature has to deal with.
All right, Mary?
I don't think it passes this time.
Dick?
It's never passed an election yet here, and we've had it. We get hit time and time again because we're a small population state, so I would hope it fails again. But with this particular session, who knows?
All right, our district attorney has the last word. We are going to wrap it up next on Nevada Newsmakers.
Every day I help people hurt in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need my help?
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Take comfort in saving up to $600 on a wide variety of sofas and select fabrics, and get equally cozy savings on matching love seats, ottomans, and chairs in styles to suit every room. Now during Ethan Allen's spectacular seating event.
Are you hungry? Come enjoy our $5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner special value menu. Cheddar Jack Cheese Omelette, Burger and Fries, Super Sloppy Joe and Fries, plus much more. Eat at Joe's, corner of South Virginia and Neal.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Are accidents, motorcycle accidents, injured in an accident?
Do insurance companies stack the deck against you with high-powered attorneys and expert witnesses? Yes, they do.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Tomorrow, Sam Chad is going to be coming from Las Vegas with journalist Jane Ann Morrison and Chuck Ruth and David Damore on his pundit panel. Thanks for